So if you happen to be cycling or jogging along the Fayetteville Trail by Sycamore Street, you will see about 20 tiny trees clad in turquoise tubes scattered among a bunch of native plants. The plantings are the handiwork of John Pennington, County Water Quality Extension Agent at the University of Arkansas Department of Agriculture. Just this little patch of plants and trees saved an increment of sediments from flowing downstream.
So this is a riparian buffer demonstration site, and we basically have different species of grasses, shrubs, and trees planted here to help hold the stream bank together in companionship with a stream restoration that was done by the Game and Fish stream team. So that the city could build their trail through here, because this was an erosive bank. And so these plants are high-value native plants, gray dogwood, red twig dogwood, viburnum, witch hazel, sea oats, switchgrass, on and on. A lot of plants you don't normally see unless you're in the Upper Buffalo Wilderness area or something.
The turquoise tubes also served as miniature greenhouses.
That actually lets better UV light in and maintains higher humidity within the area so that they grow better, and it increases the survival.
Clearly it's working. You can see signs of major flooding from recent heavy rains, lots of erosion in other areas, but not here. When he was little, John Pennington spent lots of time playing in the stream behind his house, catching crawdads and fishing for smallmouth. Now, he works to protect Ozark's streams by planting riparian buffers, protecting natural vegetation along stream banks.
A couple of first steps is, if there's any doubt, call a free resource and ask for help. We have the Arkansas Stream Team in Arkansas. We've got conservation districts. We've got County Extension Service, and a whole host of other nonprofit organizations that can provide that information.
Funded with federal grants, Pennington also travels the 8-county region teaching municipal agents, communities, residents, business owners, even watershed groups how to protect their streams. Clearly, good decisions were made by the city of Berryville based on John Pennington's recommendations. Berryville Parks and Recreation staff, working with the Kings River Watershed Partnership, mitigated Mill Creek, a barren gully next to the community center, into a beautiful riparian buffer zone. Director Joe Scott.
And it's also that part of the headwaters for the Osage and then ultimately the Kings River drainage. And so it's an important headwater for those, one of two principles that drain to the Osage from Berryville. And we were able to fortify the creek with rock weirs that were anchored to the bedrock. These weirs were intended to mitigate the erosion, to reduce the erosion that occurred in this branch, this Mill Creek branch. And then we also did plantings along the banks in an attempt to restore a more natural native Ozark riparian zone.
Joe Scott said the rock weir, even though it was submerged, redirected recent flash flooding in Mill Creek, resulting in less erosion.
Though we did take a brunt of these rains, they are still in place and still functioning, even though they did a lot of that functioning underwater.
But John Pennington says other rivers and streams in the Ozarks did not fare very well.
You know, a lot of property has moved on down to Beaver Lake now, and a lot of different people that I work with have told me that the stream has changed. You know, the gravel bar that used to be there isn't there anymore, and it's a hole. I've also had people ask me, what about those riparian buffers? And, you know, all I could really say is that the places where there were some, the changes were not anywhere near as bad. The property loss was non-existent. You can't get away from some flooding, but those places that did have more trees and grasses and shrubs on the bank have dried up quicker since the flood because of the amount of volume of water that they evapotranspirate on a daily basis.
John Pennington is offering a free workshop on riparian buffer zones this Saturday at the Washington County Cooperative Extension Service Office on North McConnell Avenue in Fayetteville.
It has a host of topics about different types of stream restoration and streamside best management practices and native grasses and forbs and on. We're even feeding people lunch.
Free barbecue. In closing, the only good thing Springbank erosion provides, John Pennington says, are fossils and arrowheads. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.